This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline for Saturday, August 9th. I'm just back from Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where I attended the UFC 87 Seek and Destroy pay-per-view, headlined in part, co-headlined, I should say, by Brock Lesnar, fighting his second UFC fight, looking for his first win. It's his third professional MMA fight, and he was impressive. I was sitting among other media covering the show live from my laptop, and you can read my detailed report at MMATorch.com. This was an impressive showing, and even the other media members around me who I was talking with who cover MMA full-time and have been to all these shows, just everybody was raving about Brock's performance. He was favored, but there's being favored and then there's dominating somebody who has as much experience as Heath Herring has. And Brock Lesnar dominated. Now, it went the distance, but it went the distance with a score of 30-26 by all three judges. That means he won two rounds, 10-9, and another round, 10-8. And I can't disagree with that. Brock dominated this fight. If you didn't see it, it was a sign of what I kind of thought if Brock won, he would do, which is, and I wrote it at MMA Torch in a blog, I thought, I picked Heath Herring to win. And But it's hard to be confident because Lesnar has two fights, and the first one really doesn't count, and the last one against Frank Mir was a loss, and he looked, there are things that he looked good, but in that, there are aspects of that fight where he looked good, but definitely aspects where he looked inexperienced that he'd be vulnerable to somebody like Herring. Plus, we haven't seen him take a punch yet. We still haven't seen him take a punch yet. Brock, at the post-event press conference, I sat front row at the media press conference afterwards, and Brock Lesnar was 5 feet away from me. And at one point, I asked him, Brock, can you give us a prediction on how many fights will go by before you actually get punched in the face? We'd like to know if you can take a punch. He just kind of laughed and said that he's been blessed, and he's sure he'll get punched eventually, but that hasn't happened yet. Brock was in a good mood at the press conference. Needless to say that he had things to be in a good mood about. He had a great ovation at Target Center. I asked a Yahoo Sports reporter who I'm sitting next to and a Fox News reporter who's sitting on the other side what kind of reaction they've been around at live events and how this compares. And they said that the reaction for Brock Lesnar was huge, like top of the line or better than top of the line for what fighters get. Georges St. Pierre in Montreal got a huge ovation. By the way, Target Center, $2.2 million gate, largest gross revenue for any event in Target Center history, 15,000 plus paid. I don't know if they're calling it a sellout or not. There were a few empty seats, and when I say a few, I'm talking a few dozen empty seats in the last top row sections by the big screen televisions ads, or the big screens that they had set up. They might have not even been officially seats. I mean, it was really close to full. It felt full, it sounded full, and what's interesting is it was 30% Canadian. Minnesota, if you're not a geography major, it shares a border with Canada, although the Minneapolis is in southern Minnesota and Canada is a long drive, like an 8-hour drive north. So a lot of people flew in or drove in from Canada because they don't get to see UFC that often without having to go to, you know, Las Vegas or, you know, somewhere on the West Coast. So 30% confirmed through the Target Center PR department came in from Canada based on Target's Ticketmaster running the credit cards. 30% were Canadian-based credit cards. Unbelievable. There were just short of 100 media members with credentials. It was 60-40. I believe 60% national, 40% local. I might have gotten that flipped, but a lot of national press, a lot of local press. I asked Dana White after the show if he felt that UFC was getting a fair shake from the media in Minnesota any more so than in other markets, and if it's been getting better, you know, because I know that UFC and MMA, I think I used the term the old school curmudgeons who don't think anything other than boxing is a real fight sport. Dana just kind of chuckled and said he does not think the media has come as far as he wishes they would, and it's really frustrating. but he said it was all right in Minneapolis. By the way, this is getting one step further from pro wrestling, but Dana White gushed and gushed and gushed about Minneapolis. And since I'm from the Twin Cities, I'll repeat that here. He said he would have rather, I think, something like poked his eye out with a needle than come to Minneapolis when he first heard that they were scheduled to do an event there. And he said he had to come a week and a half ago or so to do the some PR. And he said he fell in love with the city. And he says he spent, you know, better part of a week here now and just absolutely loves the city. He said, actually, I need to leave soon or I'm going to die here. I'm having so much fun. I'm not quite sure what kind of fun he's having, but if that's true, and he's been to Vegas. I mean, we're talking a guy who's, you know, practically lives in Vegas half the year. And he's... This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.